I'm back. It's me, Yvonne, the founder of Pink Doll House Marketing and the host of Coffee with Yvonne, a show for creatives and entrepreneurs. Okay. Okay. All right, let me be serious. Let me be like a professional. Okay. So, I know I took a little longer than expected for my winter break part two. But your girl needed that extra week of rest and recuperation because while I was on hiatus, that time period, I was on travel for work. I had to go back to NOLA for our spring work conference, and hoo child, I was tired. In fact, to give you an idea of how hard I worked, these loafers I have by Franco Sarto, I love these shoes to death. Okay, to give you an idea of how hard I was working, child, the bottom of them shoes broke. That's how hard your girl was working. The bottom of them shoes broke. I didn't realize it till the last day when I was finna fly out to come back home and I was changing from my professional clothes to my travel clothes. And I looked down, I said, "Why are my feet wet?" And I looked and the midsole was missing. That's how hard your girl was working. The shoe broke. No Cinderella. Anyway, I'm glad to be back. Even though we only have two episodes left in this season, I am working on two pieces of bonus content for y'all for some razzle dazzle to try to carry us through at least the month of May before I go on full hiatus for the summer and start planning for the next season. Other thing in our housekeeping notes, let me look at the agenda. Oh, this is good, y'all. You gonna know this. We hit 15K downloads. I know, yay us! I'm so happy. First of all, hold on, where's my little fake trophy? Okay, I would like to thank God and my mama for getting me here today, and I would also like to thank all the people who believed in me to get me here to this point for 15K downloads. Like Snoop Dogg said, I would like to thank me for all my hard work. But also, truthfully speaking, I would like to thank all of you for listening to the sound of my voice and supporting the little podcast that could. As you know, I produce, edit, and promote everything myself. It is a one-woman show over here for sure. So this show is definitely a lot of sweat equity and love that goes into building this content and making sure it is up to my standards. Let me say that one more time. My standards of what a podcast should be. So thank you again for supporting me and supporting this show. Going ahead to let you know what to expect in this episode. For this episode, we're going to be talking to Kai the Chemist, and we're talking about building inclusive spaces in STEM. She is a chemist who is new to the industry, but she's changing the game and what she is doing. So that will be the focus on the interview for this episode. Until then, we got to do what we normally do on our agenda, right? We got to get into our What's the Brew. So grab your coffee and let's chat. Okay, let's see. What we got? Wait a minute. Before we get into our Western Brew, can we talk about Cowboy Carter real quick? Just give me a few minutes on the agenda. What do we think about the album? I loved it. And let me tell you why I loved it before y'all try to come for me in these comments. As someone who has a rootin' tootin' trap playlist, okay, I'm talking, let's see, Tanner Dale. I got a little Brittany Spencer up in there. You know, we got a little Willie. I think his name was Willie Jones, Shaboozey, all of them. I genuinely love trap black country and also just black country in general. As someone who has a very eclectic ear, when I listened to this album, I was like, oh my goodness. It gave me country with folklore influences, but also that deep, dirty South country. And then a little bit of, I felt a little rock country in there too with that song Bodyguard, which, baby, that will be on repeat all summer. Bodyguard gave me the feel, and I know my mom is listening, but it gave me the feel of my mom back in the day when she used to wear her short little leather mini skirts with her long blazers and them 6-inch pumps and them big hair. You know what I'm talking about, mama. She was a baddie. I love that so much when I look at that picture. But this album for me is one of her best of this era. Let me clarify that, of this era. She has a lot of great albums out there, but what I love is with her craft, she continues to get better and better, and she is a student of her work. So when she put out this album, there were definitely a lot of references to Black country culture, and also identifying the impact of Black country culture within this music, while paying homage to their work and also recognizing those who are, you know, staples and goats in the country game right now, like Miss Dolly Parton. Hello. All right, you don't mess with her when it comes to Jolene. By the way, that Jolene song, you thought we was looking for Becky with the good hair with lemonade? We finna pull up on Jolene at this point. Jolene, just come outside. We just want to talk real quick. Ain't nothing wrong. Anyway, I really love the album. The tour, they're rumored that they're going to be doing a tour. I'll wait and see. I don't trust nothing until the queen tells me that there's something happening. And most likely, I'll probably be sitting out for this tour, because now that her audience is even wider than it was before, I already fought for my life on Ticketmaster, getting them Renaissance tickets. And it was me, and I think, how many of us was in that group? It was me and roughly four of us in our group. I fought for them tickets. I'm not doing it for this one. However, if she were to do for Act 3 a rock album, front row mosh pit energy, I ain't playing with y'all. I'm going to that tour for sure. But I'm really proud of this album. And I can't wait to see what she does next. But the visuals be, can we please get the visuals? Who I gotta talk to? Blue? I know she the manager. Maybe your assistant manager, roomie, somebody? Anybody? Okay, for real, let's get down to business. All right, so in our first story, let's see what we got. Oh, wait, I like this one. And this relates to our topic for today. I love that for me. Okay, this was reported by Because of Them We Can, one of my favorite social media sites to follow, by the way. Follow them for positive information, please, and thank you. Okay. All right. Spelman College becomes first HBCU, for those who don't know, as historically Black college and university, to offer a cosmetic science program for students. All right. So the copy reads, Spelman College is introducing a new cosmetic science degree program for students under the Liberal College Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math STEM program. This is the first program of its kind at an HBCU. The quote reads, the program will be far-reaching and will support our students and faculty in making a difference in a field that caters to Black women as consumers, fueled by the science, expertise, in the area. We are thrilled to continue this evolution of creating new academic offerings that address industry demands. This quote was from Spelman Provost Dr. Pamela Scott Johnson. I, as someone who works in the sciences, really love this. Part of my work, if you guys don't know and may not have, you know, looked me up on LinkedIn, which is fine, you don't have to, but the work that I do focuses on marketing for DEIR, diversity, equity, inclusion, and respect, and also outreach. Outreach are our programs focused on community initiatives and building equity in STEM. That is something that you would think wouldn't be a hard thing to do, but it can be very frustrating when you see so many people who are talented enough to be in this industry feel intimidated by it because they don't see themselves in this industry. Does that make sense? So seeing what Spelman is doing with this program is one of many steps that have to be taken to building true equity in these spaces. It's not just the money, it's access, and it's being very honest about the amount of need for those who want to be in this space. Not everyone wants to be a doctor, right? Not everyone wants to work in a lab. And a lot of times, especially with, you know, our culture, we're doing chemistry without us really even knowing it. Like beauty products are chemistry. Even some aspects of clothing with sustainable fabrics and things like that, that can be considered chemistry. But the way that it's promoted and pushed out, it's not promoted in a way that makes it attainable, nor is it a lot of times promoted in a way that makes it so that we actually see it through the media outlets that we consume. So I'm super excited to see what Spelman does with this. I'm hoping my organization will get involved in helping to support this in some way, shape, or form. But we'll see what happens next. Okay, in our next story, kind of continuing the conversation about Black women in chemistry, this is from Afrotech. Miel Organics founder Monique Rodriguez plans to launch an investment fund to support her fellow founders. According to the copy, founder of the natural hair care line, Miel Organics, she created this line in 2014. Her company successfully scaled from her garage in major retailers, including Target, Walmart, CVS, and others. However, through the process, she was met with rejections and unexpected changes to term sheets. Now, Rodriguez is turning her attention toward familiar territory in hopes of helping other founders in their quest to fund their businesses through her plans to launch an investment fund during an event curated by the Female Founder Collective. Per an outlet, this is a quote I'm reading, by the way, "I want to be that person I didn't have in this space," Rodriguez said, according to Inc. magazine. Again, as I mentioned, equity and inclusion in this space is lacking. There's so much talent out there, and I have started doing more of my own research and following those who are in the space who are Black or people of color or, you know, non-binary groups who, again, need to be amplified and uplifted. And I'm noticing there are a lot of holes in what we could be doing to reach those groups. And a lot of my work is building the marketing messaging that helps to make this space more accessible. So what the founder of Miel Organics is doing her part by creating the funding behind it. Because again, access and access to money are huge barriers sometimes for our communities. So can't wait to see what she does next. She's done a great job with her brand and not just building her brand of hair care products, but also has expanded to skincare products. One of my favorite face masks is actually from Miel Organics. It's like a charcoal face mask. I really love that I use before I go on work trips to help balance out my skin. So let's see what she does. And shout out to all the women in STEM. Okay, as I mentioned, for this episode, we have Kai the Chemist. Kai is someone that I see becoming the Issa Rae of chemistry. She is just such a dope individual, and I had the pleasure of meeting her randomly when I was at a networking event. I can't remember where I was, but Kai was just so memorable that I was like, who is this girl and how can I learn more about her? And so after some conversations with Kai, I was like, sis, you got to come on the podcast because people need to learn more about you, your story, and what you're doing in the industry. You'll learn more about this during the interview, but Kai is using her degree in chem, and she's currently applying to get her PhD, but she's currently using her degree in chem to link hip-hop sneaker culture to teach chemistry to underserved communities. So get into this episode. It's a very fun episode with a future Issa Rae of chemistry and someone who's just a dope all-around individual, Miss Kai the Chemist.
Girl, I had to treat myself because it was...
Was it a week?
It's been a month.
Oh, not a month. Oh, you know what? Mercury has been in retrograde and it's been messing us all up, honestly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but your skin looks gorgeous. It is glowing.
Thank you.
It's giving. And that is also chemistry too, by the way. Skincare is chemistry.
Yes, girl. Yeah.
I be knowing, like, my skincare problem has gotten worse since I started working in this area. I'm like, ooh, that's chemistry too? Well, technically, I'm investing in my community when I buy 6 different lipsticks.
Facts. You gotta get the different colors, you know, different brands.
Yes.
You know.
The lip bar just dropped that new black lipstick that low key I'm about to pull up on Target and get that. Did you not see it?
No.
Oh, fam.
see if my Target has it.
Bam. They dropped this all black lipstick. It's giving gothic Elmira with a splash of Rihanna in her rated R era.
Ooh.
Okay, yes. It ate with that formula. It ate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and get it when we finish recording. Okay.
I see it. It's Target. I don't know if it's near me, but we about to find out.
Oh, you better find it, because you know the girls about to be outside looking for it, since Halloween at the time of this recording is like, what, 2 weeks away?
Yeah.
We there. It's basically Christmas. Okay. Sorry, y'all. We were having a good conversation before I started recording, but I am back with another special guest for Coffee with Yvonne. And I know the show is a show for creatives and entrepreneurs, but we're going to add a little sprinkle to some razzle dazzle this season and talk with people who are in different areas of expertise. Yes, Jakari, you are an expert. We're going to give you your flowers when I read this bio. But I really feel that it's important on Coffee with Yvonne to expand our mind into different career paths that you could go into based on your talents, right? So on today's show, I have Jakara Simpson, and I have met her in real life more than once. I am already proud of her for the work that she is doing. When she becomes a Nobel Peace Prize laureate winner, whatever the highest form of award is in her field, I will be like, oh my God, I remember when. But here we are. Okay, let me read her bio, then we're going to get into these questions and have a fabulous conversation. So, Jakara Simpson, aka Kai the Chemist, is a science communicator who graduated with her Bachelor's of Chemistry and Pre-Pharmacy from Indiana University of Pennsylvania in 2018. Following graduation, she relocated to Arizona and studied at the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine, specializing in herbal medicine and cannabinoid research. In 2021, she became an American Chemical Society Bridge Fellow and chemistry graduate student at Indiana University. She recently graduated with her master's in chemistry from IU, and during her time there, she trailblazed a new way to teach chemistry using hip-hop and sneaker culture. She is combining her interests of the elements and the cultural background and passion for learning and education as an approach to teaching chemistry to students and the general public. By creating her own research, she designed a series of STEAM sneaker art workshops that incorporate hands-on activities that introduce specialized chemistry and its relationship to the materials used in sneakers. In 2023, she founded STEAM Sneakerheads, which is an education consulting business, and offers these workshops along with other science outreach initiatives. She is also the author of the free open education resource, The Chemistry of the Shoe Game, using sneaker culture to teach science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. And with that being said, welcome to Coffee with Yvonne, Kai the Chemist! You see what I did there?
Girl, I see what you did. I appreciate it.
Yes, I'm like this in real life, people. This is not an act. I just need people to know that. Like, you see me more than once. This is not an act. This is legit how I am. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. So excited to be here.
Yay. Jakara, I am first and foremost so proud of you for building your own lane and for thriving in it, because I really think that chemistry is an underrepresented field in our community, and the work that you're doing is truly, truly changing the game. So first and foremost, very proud of you. Clap, clap, clap.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's get into this interview. Let me put on my Oprah voice. Science, specifically chemistry, has served as the backbone of human advancement in society, yet very few understand exactly what chemistry is. Can you please explain what chemistry is and how it impacts the world?
Of course. So chemistry is literally like the makeup of matter, and matter literally makes up the world, right? So chemistry is like the study of it, and there's levels to this. Like, you have basic chemistry, so like, you know, studying the elements. Then you have, when you get more advanced levels, where you're studying it using different instrumentation, also the study of using education, you know, studying molecules themselves. But chemistry is literally everywhere, right? And products that we use, the air that we breathe, our bodies. And, you know, I really do recognize, and I kind of did this myself when I was growing up. I never really thought about chemistry being everywhere until I learned that it was. And then I really start thinking about it, like my toothpaste every morning, my hair products, you know what I mean? Just everything has science and specifically chemistry in it.
So I really appreciate that explanation because I myself did not realize how much chemistry was in everything. I limited the study and field of chemistry to just being in a lab. But when you look at it, like the example you use, your toothpaste, skincare, your clothing has chemistry related in it as well. You really start to think that chemists in a way are magicians in what they're creating. They're creating nothing based on the basis of the periodic table, and they're taking that periodic table and creating these different reactions or combinations to create these products we use in our day-to-day lives. Now for you, I find it interesting that you decided to pursue this field of chemistry, considering that it's not considered a sexy field, right? You know, everyone now wants to be an influencer. They want to be famous. I don't hear a lot of kids saying, I want to be a chemist when I grow up. What inspired you to want to pursue a career in chemistry?
Okay, so, well, growing up, right, I'm going to say that I am a nerd. I am a proud, big nerd. I am who I am, always been a bookworm. But when I was younger, I used to go to, so I'm from York, Pennsylvania, and we have a science museum or science center that's in Harrisburg called the Whitaker Center.
Wait, run that back. Harrisburg.
Harrisburg, boo. Harrisburg.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that
Is it?
Okay, go ahead. Tell your story.
But the Whitaker Center, right? It's like, you know, it's a community science center. And when I was younger, my grandfather used to take me there a lot. And like, I always have been a kid where I was always asking questions, right? And I never thought about myself as a scientist. I just knew I was curious, right? Like people are telling me something's one way. Well, why is it that way, right? And that thinking right there is being a scientist, right? You're questioning things. You're investigating things on your own. Also growing up, in my household, my dad used to have this like rule where whoever got dressed in the morning first got to choose what, you know, we would watch on TV before we went to school. And it was me every morning. Okay. And I always wanted to put on Bill Nye the Science Guy. So watching that and learning about science and how it applies everywhere and also in a creative and fun way, I was like, oh, this is lit.
So let's backtrack to our homeboy Bill, because he was raising the babies, all right? As a late 80s baby myself, I remember Bill Nye the Science Guy. That was actually how I was introduced to science, besides Miss Frizzle with the magic school bus. We don't give her enough respect for what she did for the kids raised in like them in that late 80s 90s time period, you know what I mean? Miss Frizzle, claps to you, girl, and that hair that needed to be tamed with a little edge control.
But, okay. For real.
And also, sidebar, how come she kept taking these kids to the weirdest places and their parents never intervened? I just always wondered those things, but we're going to get off topic. Anyway, in education today, outside of the Bill Nye's of the Science Guys, which I don't think he's been on TV for a long time, but there's been recently a big push for like STEM and STEAM focused programming to build more equity and inclusion in the industry. Yet still less than 10% of chemists are Black and Latino. How can we do a better job of encouraging minority students to enter fields like chemistry and create more competition amongst other groups?
So we need to start with revamping the system, okay? Because what we're doing, it's not working. First and foremost, we definitely gotta make our material more fun and engaging, right? When I go talk to kids, and even when I talk to other people in college or anyone, even adults. I'm like, yo, what's your thoughts on chemistry? Ah, oh, nah, that's mad hard. Oh, nah, that's boring. You mean like all the pictures and the diagrams? Like, that's not all science and specifically chemistry is, right? So making it more, again, fun and engaging to get people to like, I never thought about it like that. Also, definitely having more examples while we're in these academic environments and spaces where we talk about the contributions that people from the Black and Latino communities have made, right? Because going through school, that's not what I seen. That's not what I ever learned about.
What did you see in school? Like, who were your examples?
White people.
Well, there it is.
White, older males, and the only female chemist I ever learned about was Rosalind Franklin, the X-ray diffraction. And I didn't even learn about her until I got into my second to last year of college.
So there was no coverage of like the Madam CJ Walker.
No, no.
Nothing about Madam CJ Walker because she was a chemist, if we tell the truth. We don't talk enough of, too about how, and this is just me from an outside perspective, but black and brown people tend to enter chemistry from more industry perspectives. So we do it more on a product base. Like, for example, Madam CJ Walker, like I mentioned, created the multi-million dollar hair care line, to help with, I think it was baldness and other issues black women were experiencing with their hair, due to working in service-based industries where they had to cover their hair. Then we don't talk enough about the modern day examples of the Madam CJ Walkers, like Miel Organics, As I Am Naturals, Pattern, owned by Tracee Ellis Ross. We don't talk enough about Fenty with Rihanna and how she's created a $1 billion cosmetic brand. That's all based in chemistry, but the examples used for us tend to look more traditional. And when you don't see yourself, you don't see what you can become. So in your understanding, what challenges, other than not having the right representation in the educational system, do you think minorities who are underrepresented in STEM currently face when pursuing their degree or a career in the field? Like, let's talk about it.
Okay, because it's a lot to talk about. Okay,
It's my
so
show. We got time. Go ahead.
okay, now, so first and foremost, there one of the biggest challenges right now is the lack of accountability from institutions, right? And specifically for supporting the students coming from these communities. And I say that like in the sense that a lot of these departments, and again, institutions are like, oh, we want to support Black and Brown and Latino students. We want y'all to come here. But then when they get there, what are y'all doing? You putting all this efforts into recruiting students, but the retention rates, the math does not math, right? And having support systems for students in terms of emotional, mental, academic, right? Like I remember when I was in school, and I've had a chance to connect with other students, and we would always talk about how something's going on, or in the sense that a teacher would assume, like, okay, y'all should have learned this when you were in high school. You're learning about some advanced topic, right? Y'all should have learned this in high school. Sir, I didn't. I did not learn this. So now what, right? And I recognize that I'm a person where I speak up, but many of my peers, they didn't do that, right? They kind of faded into the background because they didn't want to cause a commotion. And that hinders the ability for students to succeed. And also having support systems and, talking about people who look like us coming into these spaces, you have to go outside of your school sometimes, and even sometimes out of your department to find your community. And that's something that I had to learn the hard way, which, I mean, it helped me get through, right? I'm here. I made it. But for a lot of students, now that's an added layer of a responsibility on top of the in and out of just surviving school sometimes.
And you know what? I really feel like that is relatable across the board for so many of us because my field of marketing, it's still, I think the statistic is like there's 6% of us from entry level to executive, right? And when I decided to, when I went to college, I went to a PWI. I did not go to an HBCU. I did want to go to an HBCU, but the HBCU I wanted to go to didn't exist, which was Hillman. Let that sit there where it is, because I really thought Duane and Whitley were at a real school. But I ended up at a PWI, and I felt a sense of loneliness a lot of times when I was in my classes, because there were so few of us. I had my tribe, but having that support on campus really didn't exist as much for me as it did for my other counterparts. And to your point, having the assumption that we know things when we get to college, a lot of us are coming from underserved communities. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have high schools that look like college campuses. Maybe our, you know, our math lab or our art lab or whatever is a small room with, you know, underfunded materials and overly worked teachers who don't specialize in that area. So to assume that we know something when we walk in makes us feel like we don't belong there in the first place. So exactly, how are we supposed to be successful somewhere when we already don't feel like we fit in, we belong, and we don't have the resources to thrive? So to your point, you had to go outside your community to find that those people or your tribe. What are some communities or resources you would like to share for those who are looking for their tribe and haven't yet found it?
Okay, so I would definitely encourage people to have a, I like to call it a on, your on-campus tribe and an off-campus tribe. So on campus, finding the departments or organizations that support the cultures that you identify as, right? Like, especially when I was in grad school, we had a whole African-American cultural center that had events every week. Now, mind you, it was on the other side of campus, but guess who was getting their steps in to get there, right? Because I needed to. Okay, I needed to be around my people. So locally looking around to see, you know, what organizations are in alignment with what you're doing. And again, that's most likely, depending on what type of school you go to, you're going to have to get up out of your department to do that. And then in a non-campus environment, I would use Eventbrite. I would use Meetup. I would go to local community events. And when I got there, I was networking off the bat, right? And that's where I found a lot of my friends. But it, again, it does take that initiative for, that's something that we have to do. Because again, right now, that's not us. That's not something that's cultured for us yet. We have to go cultivate it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And you're exactly right. Like, I found a lot of my solace in my friend group and also the Black Student Union and my service sorority that I was part of, Gamma Sigma Sigma, where we did community service on campus, X, Y, and Z. But in terms of career fields, I know a lot of times there's a misconception that to pursue a career in the sciences, you have to hold a master's degree or higher to be successful. But similar to chemistry, like in marketing, there are many careers in the industry that don't require advanced degrees. You spoke on this a little earlier when we first started, but what are some of the career paths you can pursue with a degree in chemistry?
Okay. Yeah, I definitely want to make sure I say that that is cap, because having the advanced degrees are not necessary to define your success, right? But some career paths that I'm aware of, you know, I know people who are shifting in communication spaces, chemical sales, and they be making money, customer service, policy jobs, administrative jobs at campuses, right? So like, if you're interested in I participated in the McNair program in undergrad. So like being a part of that program at your local university to, again, encourage other students that look like you to join campus, but also be a part of the support system that doesn't exist yet. And I will also say even business, government, teaching. And I really think the best part of, and again, what I just listed are some things that I just know off the top of my head, but also there's career paths that I'm not aware of. And there's also things that don't exist yet. Right. And I think that that's the beauty of, you know, viewing yourself as someone who can, I call it fusion science, but you incorporate aspects of your interest and yourself into whatever field or division you want to exist in.
I love that because I think, like I mentioned, there's a limited mindset of what you can do with these different degrees. And like you mentioned, chemistry, similar to marketing, is constantly evolving. Like where we are now, we're going to be in a totally different area in like a 2044, where there may be a need for skincare for space products, you know, or like space travel, etc. But since I've started following you, I've gone down a rabbit hole, I have to admit, of following other Black and Brown chemist influencers who use their platforms to break down things like skincare myths and various products. You being the up-and-coming social celebrity that you are, how do you use social media to connect with your audience?
Okay, well, I'm definitely learning. This is a learning game, okay? But I really utilize my social media platform to keep it real, right? Because, you know, it's so easy on social media to present this persona that I'm this person. Like, nah, I'm letting y'all know I was failing them classes. I'm showing you videos of me crying in the library because I did not think I was graduating college, right? And then to show that and to show my story. And then also, I love creating visuals, right? I know some people create like dancing videos. That's not me. Not to say that I won't, but that's not my area. Instead, I'm more of like, I'll create colorful diagrams that, you know, do educate people. Or like, I like to create some type of creative posts, like small videos. And I'm really just trying to figure out, you know, how to execute that the right way. I'm just really out here just doing what I do and what I think would be engaging. And yeah, you know, going through it.
But it's okay though, because when it comes to content, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You have to test different concepts to figure out what works best for your audience. Just because someone may do more of the TikTok dances, just because they're doing like the TikTok dances doesn't mean that that's the formula that works best for you. So I think you are learning how to figure out what your formula is and just continue to experiment, and you will continue to grow your audience authentically through your platforms. But this alias, can we talk about this alias real quick? Kai the Chemist. You being a vibe on social it just comes through so well. But what is inspiring this persona? Because I know we have Sasha Fierce. I know I have my own persona when I get on social media. But what inspired this alias, Kai the Chemist, who is just dope in her white lab coat, who got the kickback, you know, the sneakers and all that stuff? Like, what's the story behind her?
Okay, well, I knew once I made that decision that I was going to take the leap to put myself in the space of science communicators, right? I wanted to see, you know, who else existed, right? So that brought me to Bill Nye the Science Guy, Hip Hop MD, Raven the Science Maven. And when you say all those names, they flow. It flows. So, you know, it took me a couple times to figure it out. So, you know, my real name is Jakaira, but they don't need to know I'm a government. So I'm like, we're going to consolidate this down to Kai. And then I was like, okay, Kai the Scientist? Nah, Kai the Chemist. Kai the Chemist. That's it. It flows. It rolls. It just makes sense.
It does. And it's very good for like when you're being introduced to different crowds, you know, the branding aspect of it. I love the pink that you use, by the way. I noticed all of it. And I love how you use the periodic table element as part of your branding. So it's very smart. You're good at that. Keep that up. When we met, though, I was so inspired by your passion and enthusiasm for your work teaching chemistry to students using hip-hop sneaker culture. That is such a unique idea. How did you come up with this? What's the story?
Okay, well, thank you so much for saying that. I will definitely say that it took time to formulate it, but also more so me advocating for knowing that this is what I wanted to do. But growing up, I've always loved sneakers, right? I would say that I am a beginner level sneakerhead, right? I couldn't tell you the 1994 Jordan 4s comparison to today's release. That's not me. I know they look cute. I could tell you a little bit about some of the science, but I was like, okay, when I was struggling through my research and my classes and I you know, made the decision where I was like, all right, I want to create my own work. I want to create my own fusion science. And I looked around, because, you know, the first thing we got to do is consult the literature and see what else exists. And I learned about different educators who were utilizing hip-hop pedagogies, which is just a fancy word for saying teaching styles in classrooms. And I was like, oh, this is lit. And then I learned about chemists who were using pop culture in the classroom as well as in informal spaces. But I didn't see nobody utilizing sneaker culture. And sneaker culture to me is a part of hip hop culture, but it falls into the umbrella of fashion, which is definitely something that I identify with, I grew up with. And I knew from, you know, just my experiences and also from what I'm seeing on people, everyone usually always has a pair of sneakers on their feet, right? We all listen to music. So I'm like, well, why not just use something that is already impacting us on a daily basis and combine that with science?
I love that, because now you're taking the culture and you're bringing in something like science, which has been around for forever, and you're making it relatable, which is really great. And through your work, you have managed to create a unique way of connecting with the community through this relatable topic. Do you find that students who attend your workshops walk away more excited about working in chem or open to exploring opportunities in STEAM overall?
Yes. So one of my favorite experiences that I had was when I hosted my first STEAM sneaker art workshop. And, you know, I always ask the kids, you know, who in here likes science, right? And only half of the kids raised their hand. And then they told me that they hated art. The other half of the kids loved art, but hated science. And by the time I was done with the workshop, all them kids was grinning ear to ear. Everyone was super excited, because not only did I have kids who were, you know, had artwork and could teach me the science behind it, you had kids who were very artistic and never even thought of combining the science pieces. And it was just like, ah, oh, like, I love it. Like, this is why this stuff exists, right? To show people, like, this is where these dots connect.
But I really think that's great, because like when I was in school, I'm not going to cap you, I did not like going to science class. One, it was the test tubes when I had to cut the frog open. It was just a lot. I'm like, I want to go back to my art class and create things and go to English class and read books and literature. But if I would have had someone like you who walked in and explained it in a way, because I'm not a sneakerhead. I am a purse girly, though, if you can see from behind me. I love me a good purse, okay? Her bags eat down. But if you could have explained Kim to me in that element of purses or something with fashion, I would have paid attention to you. And I would have perhaps considered this as a career path, because at the time, I wanted to be a doctor. I was looking to study pediatric surgery, but if I would have knew there was another option outside of me going to med school, I would have considered it. But we can't be what we can't see. So you being visible is allowing people to see themselves in a career path that we were once excluded from, despite the many things we have done throughout history. I'm going to let that go. Anyway, how do you envision STEAM sneakerheads growing over the next few years? The plan doesn't have to be perfect, but would you like to have your own chemistry-inspired sneaker line one day, perhaps?
Yep. you already know what's up. So in terms of where I'm at with like my educational content, I'm ready to be international. I'd love to get people in different cultures, different countries, implementing this in their communities. And then definitely would love to partner up with a sneaker company and have my own line, for sure.
Okay. Well, now, would it stay with the Kai the Chemist branding, or would you do like another, like a spinoff name or something?
Ooh, nah, I'm doing with the Kai the Chemist. I'm rocking with that. And yes, I think it would be really lit to incorporate the different parts of chemistry, right? Having like nanoparticles that are on the shoe, right? Because now not only am I going to teach you the science, but the science, it's showing up. I'm showing you how this science is working in the shoes. That would be so cool.
I can see that in my head. Like maybe, like you said, the nano particles you mentioned, nanoparticles. Mm-hmm. I'm not a scientist, you know it. The nanoparticles being part of the incorporated design, but then having some call to action, like either like a QR code inside the tongue of the shoe where you could scan to watch the creativity come to life and how it's related to chemistry, right? So that would be dope. I also see in my head a custom line of lab jackets that are more culturally friendly. Because I think the lab jacket being white, that's cool, but we love a little swag when we pull up to any function. You know, you saw it at Nova Shade. We love swag when we pull up to a function. So like culturally inclusive lab jackets, pins for Kai the Chemist, like, you know, lapel pins you can wear in your jacket to show your pride. Just different things you could be doing with this brand. I see it evolving to. The sky is truly the limit for you. And I really can't wait to see it grow.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So those are our questions. And I can't believe we got through them so fast, but it was the conversation flowed very well. But for the last part of our interview, I have a few quick fire questions for you. Now they have to be top of the dome.
Okay.
Are you good with it?
Okay.
All right, let's go. Okay. Now this is a debate on Twitter. We're not calling it X, but this is a debate on Twitter that happens probably every 5 to 10 business days. In your opinion, who is the best rapper or singer of all time?
All time?
All time. We put everybody in the pot, everybody in the room, you know, who up in heaven, they in this category. Who is the best rapper of all time?
That's tough. Okay. Okay. This is what I got. Growing up, my favorite artist is J. Cole. But if we're going to take it a little level back, I'm going to say Jay-Z.
Oh, wow. So, woo. Okay. I'll give you that. Cool. And I love how you like favorite artist growing up because J. Cole was definitely when I was in college. But I have to remember your growing up is different than my growing up. But Hove, I will give you Hove. For the lyricism. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next up. All right. You woke up in the morning. You checked your numbers, baby. You rich. All right. The money long. Okay. So what is the first thing you do?
Oh, I'm securing my financial freedom, girl. I'm paying off all the debts. I'm getting myself straight. I'm lining everything up so I'm good to go get these investments popping. Yeah. Because I'm going to maximize and keep maximizing and returning on the money that I got.
Okay. Do you have a number in mind? I'll make you go, bet. I'm straight. I don't have to do nothing else for the rest of my life. Like, what's the number?
Definitely a couple mil.
A couple? I would say 10 with inflation. At least 10 million. Give me 10 million. Baby, give me 10 million. You will never see or hear from me again. I will delete everything. I'm gone.
1 billion. That's it. Wait, I'm gone. 1 billion.
You said 1 million. You gone?
1 billion.
We don't need a billion. Here's why I say we don't need a billion. First of all, I don't need them kind of problems because that's when everybody think you're an ATM. All right. A good 10 million after taxes. So government gonna take about what, 30-40%? So I'm left with what, like 7 million there? All right, then we gotta pay off Sally Mae. All right. Okay. So then we gotta make sure mama's straight. So we gotta pay off mama house, right? Make sure she all good. Then we gotta invest X, Y, and Z. By the time I do all that, I got at least a good 3 million left in cash flow. That's enough for me to be quiet for the rest of my life, if I do it right. Okay. Next question. You've discovered you have magic powers. Like, you on your Harry Potter-ish, right? But you did not go to Hogwarts. You just woke up one morning and was like, oh, snap! Expecto Patronum! What powers with an S would you have?
Ooh. Teleportation.
Okay.
Being able to be invisible and being able to fly. Even though teleportation will come, nah, because there's a difference. If I want to fly, I want to fly. If I'm a teleport, I'm a teleport. Definitely.
I notice a lot of people with very people-facing roles, including myself, choose invisible. because I think when you are so out and centered for what you do in your day to day, that when you get your chance of peace, you want to recluse within yourself and you want to be left alone. And having that space to be left alone is a beautiful, peaceful space to be in. So I get it. I totally get it. And then finally, if you were a coffee, like Starbucks just dropped the fall menu. Guess what, baby? Kata Chemist is up there. You famous or whatever. What kind of coffee would you be?
Ooh. Okay, I'm going to go with some type of spice. Maybe that, you know, I'm going to rock that pumpkin spice, right? Because, you know, I'm a little spicy. Got some flavor. But then also, I see it as, you know how everybody be waiting that once a year for this flavor to drop.
Mm-hmm.
That exclusive, that limited edition. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's me.
Okay. That pumpkin. Okay, so it's going to be Kata Chemist pumpkin spice with a twist.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I see it. I see it. A little sprinkle, a little brown sugar on top, a little something on it. Mm-hmm.
Some type of drizzle, something. We're going to get something.
You know, you hit that with the arm. I would be on the holiday menu because I look forward to that holiday menu drop every year because I get my cup. Don't mess with me and my cup, all right? I have put in a team meeting on the calendar so we can all go get our cups at the same time because it's not a game for me at Christmas. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me for coffee. How can people find out more about you and your growing platforms? Tell the people where you are.
Okay, well, I have a website, which is www.kaithechemist.com. I also have my social media handle, so you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and I do have a Snapchat. But yeah, all my name is centralized on all of those platforms. So it's Kai the Chemist, which is K-Y, the, and then Chemist. All one word.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for joining me, Jakaira. You are a wonderful guest. And I want you to come back when you're about to drop something else. I want the exclusive. That sound good?
I got you.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Well, what did you think? I told you Kai was dope. Look, when that girl wins, what's it called? Pulitzer? Is it a Pulitzer or is it a Nobel Peace Prize? I can't remember. Anyway, no, Pulitzer, I think that's for literature. Yeah. It might be a Nobel Peace Prize. Anyway, whatever the highest award is in chemistry or her field of science, when she wins it, I'm going to say, I told y'all so. I knew this girl was doing things and going places. But anyway, thank you so much for joining me for this episode. Thank you so much for your patience while I was on my second hiatus for the podcast. Again, we will have one more episode after this that will technically be the end of the season, but I'm working on two bonus episodes for you in the hopper to hope to have those rolling out sometime in late April and early May. Most importantly, don't forget to follow Coffee with Yvonne on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to learn more about me and my business, you can find me at pinkdollhousemarketing.com on the web, or you can follow me on social media at pinkdollhousemarketing on IG. My personal account is at pinkdollstyle on IG. And if you're on TikTok, aka the Clock app, you can find me at Pinky Creates. I can't wait to chat with you soon, and thank you so much for following, listening, subscribing, and supporting this podcast. Okay, bye. Coffee with Yvonne is produced and edited by Yvonne Pearson. Coffee with Yvonne is created by Pink Dollhouse Marketing. You can catch the latest episodes by subscribing to Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.